You don't prepare in a battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield then start learning how to shoot a gun is a dead soldier. You are not a minister to compete, you are a minister of war. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a gold soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's grace. You do this very well. Hallelujah. Please be seated. Thank you. Good morning, everybody. God bless you. Hallelujah. I once saw an article about our educational system saying that we've somehow found a way to merge the fish, the cheetah, the lion, the tortoise, the frog to run the same race, and we measure them by the same yardstick. And so I'm not so convenient teaching this same topic, this subject, under the topic like father like son syndrome, because I've entered into another dimension of this subject. So I like to first, let me tell you the button behind this. Is that okay? I think sometimes what most of those who teach and talk about marriage forget is that we are trying to demand sometimes from people what they have not received. We found a way to generalize everything and everyone, and some of the things that I even said in some of those sermons, some people may never recover from it. And I said to you that that's life. Life has a way of asking for certain things even when you don't have it. Is that okay now? Good. So I'd like to borrow some, you know, more into the dynamics, the battles of the male. So I'd like to call this, where are our boys? Where are our boys? So we have been speaking still on the subject of Christian relationship and Christian courtship and marriage, and I began to take you on the journey like father, like son syndrome. How many of you have been blessed so far? Has it been great? Thank you. So I began to show you different conditions that the male man, I'm still going to go really deep into the female issues, can find himself. And I began to talk about like father, like son syndrome, and I began to show you different kind of fathers, and particularly what a father figure gives to the child. But there was something I was not able to speak about the way I would like it the other time, and that's on the subject of identity. Are you following me now? Subject of what? Identity. That a child can look up to the father and feel like he belongs to a clan, seeing what the man is. And when that figure is absent, there is going to be what we call identity crisis. And a situation where a fellow has to journey through life but has no well-structured definition for himself. And this can be a very depressing fact. Are you following me now? Not being able to define yourself by who you are. So people find ways to define themselves by what they are. And that's why you notice that most guys who go into internet fraud, the moment there is no money, they have no definition outside it, outside of that. Let me give you what identity crisis looks like, what lack of identity can mean. Sometimes if you look at the American political system, you discover that most presidents outside office are still valid. They are either leaders in one capacity or the other. Or you belong to Yali Africa, all right? So you see, that's an organization run by Obama, am I right? All right, so most of them still have definitions outside office because they took time to find themselves before they got into office. But in Nigeria, your office defines you. And after the office, there's no value. You've never seen really where they are having meetings and call an ex-governor as the one who is the keynote speaker in those meetings, except for people like Peter Obi, who is really quite different. But most people don't have identity. They allow things define them. So in a case where a young child has to grow up and there is no father figure around to model the child and let the child know that this is who you are, a child who witnessed the father leaving the mother will find it easy to give up on people. What I want you to know is that certain things are tied to parenting structure. Please understand this. The moment that happens, something has been passed on to the child that nothing is worth holding for so long. And like I said to you the last time, it is possible for such a child to fall in love, but even when they break it, they don't feel any remorse because that's life. That's how they came into life. They grew up in the midst of that pain and they are not fine yet. So if anybody's going through it, it's not something new according to them. So the structure that is built around a child in the formative years has a long way to go in the way the child thinks and the way the child approaches life. Let me give you, I shared the story with you of a time that I was the one that was in charge of my father's funds, depositing, checking what's there and all the likes. So one day he sent me to bank to help him deposit some money, and I got to the bank and I did that, and it was customer care day. So they had cakes, they had sweets, some drinks there for customers. So my father knew it was customer care day, so he asked me when I got home, "Did they give you cake?" I said, "No, but it's there, but I didn't take it." He said, "You didn't what?" I said, "I didn't take it." He said, "That's low service team. Let's go back." And he drove me back to the bank and he stood and he said, "It's your right. Go take it." And because he was standing there, I had the full confidence to walk there, to cut it and leave. Not every child has the opportunity. Are you following me? And that's the reason why we cannot all measure ourselves by the same yardstick. If the devil can successfully attack the parent and make them dysfunctional or toxic, he's also attacking the formation of that child. So many, particularly because the male child internalizes his pain, it becomes a part of their life structure. They structure their life around it. There are many instances that a male child has been placed under pressure financially, that somehow he managed to get the money and gives it to those who put him under pressure and hate them. That if you have no value for me apart from this money, take the money. And he keeps giving to them, but they don't know that he's dead on the inside towards them. So I want to use a very serious case study today, and that's the case study of Jephthah. Alright, the father had many sons, but according to them, he was a product of one night stand. You know what that means? Just catching fun. Or like we call it, catching crews. They say they are helping themselves. Are you an helper? Looking at me strictly. Praise God. See, we're helping ourselves. You see, two, a boy and a girl, they are not dating. There's no commitment in terms of words, but there's sexual commitment. What's going on here? Say they are just catching clues. They are helping themselves. The girl is the boy's roommate, and they are not married. Roommate in the sense of, you know, on campus. There are girls that stay more in boys' hostel than girls' hostel. And what I want you to know is that the choices you are making today, a child will live in the consequence. But many are already products of certain actions. Is that okay? A man at a very young age impregnated a woman, give birth to a son. There are high tendencies that they will see the child as his mistake. And that same energy is communicated to the child. We're not asking God for you. You are the reward of my sin. You came as a mistake. If we had our way, you would never have come. Or you know what it feels like for a child to grow up hearing that a father really wanted the mother to abort him, but somehow she managed to say no. He's cold on the inside towards that man. So what the body of Christ needs to understand is that there is a way to deal with this man. You can't ask a tortoise and a lion to run the same race. Life has not positioned them in the same place. And if you're a young lady in the life of such a man, there is a way to love him, because men like this get easily threatened. Life has threatened them enough. There is a way to love such man. Sometimes many ladies could have actually been able to help, but that there is a general idea of what the relationship should look like, not minding the uniqueness of individual and their upbringing. And this message is not an attempt to pamper such. It's an attempt to reach out to that child and say, what you saw growing up is just one narrative. There are many other possibilities outside that. And you see, the experience that you met on ground does not have to determine your future. You can be so loyal to them and be faithful as a child in the house, but you take your reference point from something that works. You take your reference point from something that what? Works. And that's why you know that even if you are not called to marriage ministry, if your marriage is working, is a ministry. Are you following me now? You see, the reason why I can teach you in this light, Hebrews 4 verse 15 says that, but we have not an high priest that cannot be touched and touched with the feelings of our infirmity, since he was in all point tempted like we are. Brothers, I know what it means to fight through life because you have seen wrong things growing up. The day I finally agreed I was going to get married, it was one of my friends that talked to me. Nobody's sermon could have actually done anything, because we had lived together and he could see through me. And he just said one statement: the woman in your life is not your stepmother. Deliverance. I never saw anybody but in that light. Do something that looked like that off. Are you seeing that now? That you can be fighting life seeing other people. And you say, look at that guy, he gets angry easily. He's angry about not just what you have done, but what it reminds him of. So how should that be catered for? Healing on the inside. We need to first journey into where that child stops growing. You know, let me explain this concept. There is a concept in biology, dwarfism, when the growth hormone stops being produced and like. But there's something else like it that is not actually dwarfism. I've forgotten the name, where some children get to a certain point, they just stop growing. They are not dwarfs. You get what I'm saying now? Please, do you understand my heart? Like, you watch this Nigerian movie, Aki and Popo, right? They are not dwarfs. You see that? They just stopped growing. So sometimes some people just stopped forming. The last time they grew was about 15 years ago. They stopped somewhere. The rest is a cancerous growth built around that injury. So sometimes we need to now journey back and see what stopped the formation of this child and now begin to re-engineer this individual back to life. Because when a child is stuck, they look for something to interact with, hence the reason for addictions. Large percentage of people are in pornographic addiction not because lust is their primary problem, but because loneliness is their primary problem. Most males are lonely more than you can ever imagine. They don't act like it, they don't look like it. They've never really had anyone in life that listens to them. Do you know what it feels for a child to talk to you? Most parents talk to their children. They don't hear their children talk. And don't just nod to that. Build a structure around your life to learn to listen. Most parents can't even, they can't trust their children because they are not even aware their children are smarter than they think. They've never listened and interacted with their intelligence. Almost all of us seated in this auditorium were bullied into studying something. In this house, you either become a lawyer, a medical doctor, an accountant, and what else? An engineer. You know, in my house, I grew up hearing the delusion that if you are not in science class, you are not smart. Like, the proof that you are smart is that you are in science class, and the proof that you are very smart is that you pass mathematics. So most children run that race to satisfy their parents, and they never find themselves. They only grew up to discover that they were made for something else. They were never able to interact with the man to say, this is what I want to really do. They're not able to. None of you are aware that men are more secretive than women. Are you aware? Why? You think a man does not want to talk? He wants to talk. If only he sees someone who cares to listen and will not judge him. You know what women, you know what they do? Talk to me, talk to me, talk to me. Talk now. We are saying you talk, teacher, just quiet. Talk to me. Ah, you don't know what is taking me in my head. It's spinning. You are not talking to me. Talk to me, talk to me. TikTok me. And the guy just looks at her and says, nothing, actually, nothing. Yeah, that's how you do it. You not talk. We say you talk, you don't talk. It takes a mother to get what he has in out. That's why many of them are glued to their mothers. You now know what it feels like for one not to have a father and also not have a mother who listens. So, God gave a model in Genesis 1 verse 26, 27, very powerful model. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God made man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Male foundationally, female, are you following me now? The structure created he them, male and female. But before that, God made them in his own image. And are you aware God listens more than he talks? Male and female created he them. The foundation. Let me say this to you. Most homes are breaking today, not because the woman is too lousy, not because the woman is too rude. Actually, the man, if not injured, cannot do all those things. But there is fault in the foundation. Are you fooling me? Many of the things that a man will say, I'm not going to take this nonsense, he's not going to take it because there's something that is wrong. Somehow, he has the energy to take it. But he says, I won't tolerate this. I'm not going to allow what happened to my parent happen to me. Let me say this to you. If you're going to try and avoid what happened to your parents, you can't fight it in the energy of the flesh. You need God's wisdom. As a man, you need God's what? Wisdom. And God blesses you with a woman that reasons with you, that cares to know what you are going through. Allow yourself loose. You have been vulnerable before and you've been attacked. Now, vulnerability won't kill you. In marriage, you are a team. Is that okay now? In marriage, you are what? You know, most men don't like to really apologize. Have you discovered that, ladies? Thank you. All right. Is that it? It won't happen again. Okay? Because each time they do, sometimes they are made to look like they are not responsible or they are not fine. They've heard many things. You can't do well. You are just too hard. And if you are a lady that talks too much, the devil will speak more to you. I'm teaching you how to handle people of this nature. So somehow, someone who is coming from an aspect of life where it's been really difficult to trust anyone, and now you are saying, I can be trusted. It will take a lot of patience to allow this fellow evolve. It's like a flower that is blossoming. Some of these guys that are unassuming, that don't look like anything serious about their lives, if they can really come out of that shell, it will amaze you what you will see. So, in marriage, a spouse is not just an individual, a spouse is an environment. Are you fooling me? A spouse is what? An environment. So, you are now the one that will determine what kind of environment you want to become. A conducive one or a difficult one. Please look up. You know, I'm still going to take you to the point where we will see what it will now look like if a wounded man marries a wounded woman. What we have is more expectations from both sides. But that's not where we are at the moment. So one of the things that every male man must discover is that your healing is in God. Your healing is in who? God. And it is not a weakness to cry when you are going through that process. Sometimes healing takes time because the damage has been done over a given period of time. It will take time for this fellow to change his psyche about how he sees women. It will take time for this fellow to change his psyche. There are many people, many men in this condition who are all nice and all caring to a woman, not because they necessarily love her, but because they are fighting hard to be everything their father was not. You don't know. He will never want to hear you say that he's treating you badly. So he does everything. But for how long can that carry a man? That's the question. It won't take time before you exhaust it. Because it is not coming from the right source. And that's why I think I was teaching you some times ago, and I said to you that a man can buy you something really expensive, not because he loves you, but because of his own ego, just to show she's mine. You can see what she's wearing. She's mine. Not because he really wants her to. You get what I'm saying now? So, in every mature man, there is a small boy that can be rescued and brought out. And it does take time. But if you don't allow God, you'll be expecting from your spouse what only God supplies. Or sometimes you're expecting from marriage what only God can give. Marriage does not cure loneliness. Let me say it again. Marriage does not cure loneliness. A man in this condition will discover that there are many people close to you but few close to your heart. So what do you do? Help them to get closer. Sometimes the wall you built are too tall for any woman to climb. They can't climb it. They can't see you. They don't know what you will respond, what your response will look like if they attempt to do certain things. So instead of just sitting and saying that no one is really close to my heart, help them, show them how to get close to it. Communicate your feelings. Whatever it is that is hurting you, say it and be free. Sometimes men don't like to say those things because they look childish, really. But if it's hurting you, you should say it. You should feel safe. And you don't throw the baby and the bad water away. So when you are communicating, you don't kill the individual's heart. Babe, I don't know. I feel I'm not really fine. But the last time, the way you talked to me, it kind of affected my esteem. If you are going to do this next time, I feel just do it this way. A very wise lady will not just come and say, "What are you talking about now? That's how you are doing every time." Margaret Thatcher. She will listen. You don't go back. Listen to me. The earlier you start learning to fight for what is yours, the better. You can't continue giving up on things and giving up on people the way you are doing now. The moment you see anything that threatens you, you give up, you move on. Anything threatens you, you give up, you move on. Guy, you are talking like, are you seeing that? If the girl is also injured, what the guy is saying, see, I can't cope with this. All these things you are saying every time. I'm bad. Are you seeing that? Quitting is an attitude. Because if you keep quitting on people, someday you marry somebody because you advance in age, but you are going to quit someday because you are not fine from it. You've not really recovered. So you learn to tell yourself, we can disagree amicably. And then you sit down, you have a disagreement, and the girl start teaching him that we have a disagreement does not mean you should raise your voice. I'm right. Do you know the reason why people shout when they are arguing? Because in the mind there is a psychological distance. They are shouting to reach out to the person. So you understand that psychological distance, and you say, I'm here, talk to me. And then you reason together. And sometimes you don't know what it feels like for a guy to be angry about something and for a woman to hold his hand and say, I will always be here for you. He has never heard anyone. Why are you standing up? not me that will always be here for you. It's your wife that will always be here. What do you mean? Where's my wife? Say, I will always be here for you. He has never heard anyone say that. The father gave up on him, the mother did the same. And gradually he's trusting with everything he has. Learn to bring out the boys in your men. Are you following me? Let me say something very important. Only a woman whose esteem is intact can help such a man. Like I said, he is going to hurt you. So one of the things we like to examine, and maybe you should write this down, always ask or seek to know where people are acting from. He's saying certain things. Where is he speaking from? Look up. I want to recommend that everyone under the sound of my voice gets a material on emotional intelligence. I think there's one by Daniel Coleman, very powerful, EI. You need to read it. Then you look at the way the person is acting and you understand because you have knowledge. Your idea of marriage is that it is a place to come to and live happily ever after. But in marriage, you keep growing together. And there are certain age or certain years that some marriages get to that you just notice that there is peace. Not because the woman has successfully changed him, but because over the course of 30 years, she has come to accept him for who he is. If it will take you 30 years to not accept him for who he is, accept it now. Do you get what I'm saying? Accept it now. If myself and my wife are talking and I feel it somehow, I said, why are you arguing with me? He said, I'm not arguing with you. I'm talking with you. We are reasoning. He said, you are arguing with me. My definition of argument is if I say yes and you say no. You have argued. You see what I'm saying? You have argued. He said, I'm not arguing with you. It's called discussion. And I don't have to agree. I said, hey. Okay. I'm coming. You know. And as a man, you want what you are saying to come to pass. But gradually you start learning. It doesn't always have to come to pass. You need a walk. And listen to me, not anything amongst this thing I'm saying is possible without the first walk with God. He is the one that heals us all on the inside. No woman is the healer. So giving up on that girl for another girl that's going to understand you better is just jumping from fire pan to fire. Because before you date anybody, everything looks brand new until you discover that relationship is total package, both the battles and the victories. You've had experience of one or two, you understand that was how that one too was looking all good on the surface until we got inside to see what is there. So that's the same way it is. For how long do you want to jump from pillar to post? And just choose your battle wisely and fight it. Are you following me? So that decision, it is almost in every head of a young lady. This guy, don't worry, I'll change him. Don't worry, I'll teach him a lesson. Is he your son? And then is the man notice, listen to me, when a man looks at you and he observes that you have taken the seat of one who opposes anything he says, now you have an opponent, not a spouse. He will always talk to you argumentatively. Even when you are not going to bring a fight, he brings a fight. He is battle ready. Because men are designed to deal with confrontations. And many girls have not been taught that way. So, if you are a man, that grew up from an aspect of life where everyone and everything seemed to have given up on you, what are the things to do? Number one, find the love of God and cleave to it. Cleave to the love of God like your life depends on it. First John 3 verse 1, behold what manner of love has the Father bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now we are sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Every man that had this hope purified himself, even as he is pure. Understand deeply that life might have let you down, but God loves you. And don't try to replace anyone with God in your life. I'm sorry, don't try to replace God with anyone in your life. Sometimes people are not seeing that love from God, but there is a vacuum in everyone's life that must be filled with love, and then they keep expecting it from people who are not giving it. Some people are not giving because they don't even have. The world is full of so many wounded people. You need to be fine so you can start helping others also. Are you following what I'm saying here? Cling to the love of God. Number two, cling to his plan and purpose for your life. Understand that he has a plan for you, particularly if you're a child born in a home where your parents have communicated it either verbally or in their actions that they had no plan for you. They were not expecting you. You had to fight to get yourself education. They were never a part of it. And even while you are in school, they keep calling you and asking for money. You just understand that God has a plan and a purpose for you. And if it is a plan and a purpose, understand that really it is not about you. Alright, that's a strong one. Jeremiah chapter number 29 verse 11, popular scripture. But I'd like to read from another translation so you can have another idea of it. Jeremiah 29 verse 11. Are you there? Look at it. Revised English version says, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for welfare and not evil, to give you a future and a hope. Do you know what it feels like to know you have a future? That you can sit down and say, things may be tough now, but I'm so sure tomorrow is better. I'm so sure my children will have better opportunities than I had. I'm so sure that my home will be heaven on earth. That, listen to me, that you were born in those situations does not mean your home must look like it. So you are making that decision that it will look nothing like it. I'm aware. Sometimes you have to rehearse it in your ears again, that tomorrow is better. The future is bright. You need to say it till you see it. The future is bright. Can I hear anyone say it?
The future
is bright. Say it again loud and clear. You know, I tell myself this all the time. Ikule marry by law. Can't be like this forever. Can't be like this forever. I know it. Not because I'm holding microphone. Microphone is not the route to anything great. You have to know God and know his plan for you. Can't be like this forever. One day we'll be able to take many children off the streets. Are you following me? It's coming. One day you'll be able to exhibit the kindness you really have in your heart to exhibit. Are you following me? It's not going to be like this forever. You think you will always be like this? In the next 5-6 years, you will look back at this throwback and laugh. And say, really? I'm telling you, the best of you seated here, it is your throwback picture. What do you mean? Listen to me. You'll be able to tell your children through your life that they can win. Hi. That they will hear your stories and in their heart they will know you are their superhero. That you went through all this and we don't even know what it feels like. I'm telling you. A day is coming in your life. You'll have trucks in the city giving different pack families chicken on Christmas Day. Can you hear me? You know, the first time I really handled real money, I took my mom to the market. I went to where they were selling jewelries. And I said, select what you want. Some of you are going to take your siblings, your parents, and just say we are going somewhere. They won't know they already have a visa. And you just check. They say, where are we going to? Say, just follow me. See, plane. See, I didn't bring any clothes. Say, clothes. You'll get it in London. Your parents might not have made you proud, but you will make them proud. See, that future is worth hanging around for. It's worth fighting for. I'm telling you. You just have to tell yourself, can't be like this forever. Do you think your children will be sent home for school fees? Come on now. Let's be serious. Somebody said it doesn't matter how terrible it is. A lion cannot eat vegetable. It is not pride. It is identity. Do you get what I'm saying? Tomorrow is bright. Look at what Message Translation says. I know what I'm doing. I have it all planned out, including the pains. Plans to take care of you, Kai. Not abandon you. Plans to give you the future that you hope for. I have a vision. The best universities currently in Africa, in South Africa. I have a vision. I'm going to beat them and the schools will be free. How it will be funded, you don't worry. Because I know I'm going to serve this Jesus and I know I will also be very blessed. I have that vision. What's your vision? I know where the school will be built. Anytime I pass, I smile. The God has said to me, I'm coming to buy this place. It is not my duty to know how. I just have to hear and believe. Confess it afraid. If those visions will not make your heart skip, it is not God. That you say it and you say, eh? Come on now. And God is saying, commit me to big things. Do you know some years ago I was crying and reaching out to my mentor because my biggest challenge was that I had just one shoe. How big was that? Everything you put your hands go, your name go open doors. You said you'll be a boss. Everything you put your hands, your name go open doors. You said you'll be a boss. Personalize it now, louder and clearer. Everything I put my hands, yeah. Those who are maltreating you, or those who have maltreated you, know you regret. They are just afraid of you. And when you break out, show them mercy. That shows you know the purpose of the battle. See, the child that will break that cloud over a family will pass through, but the child will become. You must tell yourself, I won't suffer all these things in vain. I will emerge. I'm telling you, my children will have no idea of what suffering looks like. I went to ShopRite some years ago and I saw they were trying to help a boy. He was around 11, 12 years old. He had never taken a bike in his life. I pass, I look at him. They are doing anyhow. We've been taking bike from the womb. Anywhere you see children who have it all figured out, someone fought the fight. Don't hate them. Just fight your own fight and pave way for the next generation. Is that okay? The purpose of being ahead is to prepare the way for others. Don't sit down, just sing it in my life. No, you are not fighting a battle for you. You are somebody's superhero. You know, I look forward to a life where somebody will go somewhere and probably his fellow has been battling on visa and I can write a recommendation letter signed Femi Lazarus. Take it there. If you can sign it, you are a notable person. That's it. We won't go to all these things in vain, though. You can't give up. Are you following me? It is worth fighting for. Your home will be very sweet. Oh. Have you seen that in homes where there is money, the woman gets younger? Kai. Kai. Chante Kofila Kai, the Veni Matish. Ezigrene Makosh, the Veni Matish. There was a time in my life to pay for one room. 15,000 naira annual rent. 15,000. I had to first work for a month plus. That house didn't have a roof, my brothers. That's where this ministry started from. No window. Rats and lizards, they are your friends. But it will not always be like this. Amen. Who believes the plan that God has for you? Listen to me. Even Jesus, for the joy that was set ahead of him, he endured the cross. It is not a bad thing to endure because of what you are seeing ahead. It's not a bad thing. Yeah. Are you following me now? But you see, we don't just stop here. We back it up with plenty confessions. Because what births a pattern is more than a mistake. What births a pattern is a spirit. You need to be spiritually inclined to break free. So while you are doing all these things, fight the battle on two sides. One, take your stand in the spirit realm with the word of God on your lips, declaring day and night, my case will be different. Do you think you will always bring back to church? Do you think this will go on for long? I'm asking you. You think it will go on for long? You think you will always give 100 naira offering? Things will change. It will shock you. Even you will look at you and not believe me. The place where they say, we don't want to see you again. They stand up and say, sir, come and sit down. Emino. Guy. Guy. Say it. I see things changing. Rise to your feet. Make this pronouncement. Say it. All the men in this house, put your right hand on your head. I am the head and not the tail. In the name of Jesus, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I am whole. I'm complete. In the name of Jesus. I'm fine inside out. In the name of Jesus. I'm the head, not the tail. I won't fail. In the name of Jesus. I won't fail in my duty post. I'm a man of prayer. I'm a priest committed to the precept of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Going through all the things you're going through, understand that God has a plan and He has a purpose for you. Take your rest in that plan. Are you following me now? Days will come in your life that it will not look like it, and God may not even speak. But take your rest in that plan. If He has said it, He will do it. Do you think God will bring you this far to lead you back to yourself? No way. I tell you on all authority, you'll be greater than your parent. I am not praying, I'm telling you the fact. I'm telling you again, you will be far greater than them. Tell your neighbor, relax. You know, when things are bad, I'm being broke, now joins it again. Kai. But you will see things change, oh. Do you get what I'm saying now? You will see things change. There are many of you here, you will sponsor your younger ones to best of schools outside the country. Because you are going to have the blessings of the Lord. Are you following what I'm saying? I don't want to talk much. But things are not the way they used to be, sir. My definition of being broke now, and my definition of being broke 5 years ago are clearly different. God, you will shift in the name of Jesus. You will not die halfway like smoke. In our lifetime, we will see all of you becoming. You will blossom. It is done. Now rejoice. Now do it better, louder. Hallelujah. Oh, we give you praise, Father. I tell myself this every day. I'm a different breed. Glory to God. I'm a different breed. Alright, please be seated a few minutes.
True transformation is evident for doers and not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to femilazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.